Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the 85th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about J-Hope's Jack in the Box album, BTS becoming ambassadors for the 2030 Busan World Expo, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
If you wish to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon page, patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. For just $2 a month, you help us keep the podcast going and deliver more episodes to you. Again, that's patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. Thank you.
So, Roseanne, how are you doing? I know you've been busy with your new house.
Yes, it's been literally, we had to postpone a little bit of like to record this podcast because I had someone come and paint my house. So we're slowly getting things done. I can't wait to show you guys like the before and the after results. I'm planning on like making a YouTube vlog about that. But yeah, also over the weekend, y'all, I can't believe I could remember my weekend, Jose. I flew to LA really quick to check out Dreamcatcher's concert. I was invited by my friend to check them out, and it was fun. It was fun to watch them. Even though I didn't know like all of their songs, they were still entertaining to watch because it was kind of like a anime-ish type of song vibe and like rockish. So it was pretty cool. And it was just nice meeting up with friends and catching up with them in LA because it's hard for us to meet up as often. Like, I only meet up with them when I have to go to LA, but yes. So how about you, Jose? How have you been?
Pretty good. I was out of the out of town too, like you.
Oh, that's right.
We went to, where was it? Oh my God, I've never been there. It was...
Wow, you're pulling a Roseanne. You're forgetting where you went.
Yeah, it's like a, I'm like a small town here in Texas. Like, I've never even like heard of it before. Let me see if I can pull up the, because I don't even remember the name. Grafford, Texas. I had never even like heard of it or anything like that. I'm assuming it's like close to like Fort Worth, like Dallas area. That's what my boyfriend told me. We went there because his family was having like a big get together at a lake house and everything, so we were there the whole weekend, and that was pretty fun. Just chilling, a little mini vacay. Like, I didn't work on anything, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like with my laptop or anything like that. I was just spending time with them, watching. It was pretty funny because like at night we made it a thing where it was like watching scary movies, and my boyfriend's mom like doesn't like scary movies, and so
really?
we were watching them, and she was like going through it, and we were just like laughing and stuff, but we had a great time, and you know, just having a little time to relax. But now I'm back home and like still working on my video project that I mentioned the last couple of weeks. I'm almost done with the first video, so I'm excited for
really?
That. Yes. So
oh
I'll
my
be
God.
I'll be posting it soon, I think. Hopefully everything goes well and my computer doesn't like crash or anything, you know.
Oh no. Not you bringing that up. Universe, it will go smoothly.
Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I don't know why I just said that. Anyway, let's be positive. Yes, optimistic. Yes. So this past weekend, we also... It's funny, though, because we were busy, like, out of town and stuff, doing other stuff, but it's kind of like... Also, something major was released, and it was literally J-Hope's Jack in the Box album. Like, the entire thing, y'all. Not only that, we also got a second MV, which was for Arson. Let me ask you right now, Roseanne, do you have a favorite track from Jack in the Box?
Oh, okay. Actually, so it's so interesting because you know how More was the first song I heard. So it's kind of like when you hear it, you're so familiar and you like it. It's like the more you listen to a song, you like it. Uh-huh. But just from like the new tracks we got, I'm leaning more towards, I say leaning more because like I just have to keep, like, I guess it depends on my mood. But right now, as of right now, I'm leaning more towards like Future and Arson and More. But also Pandora's Box. Wait, hold up. You know, I was like, wait, hold on. That's a tricky question. No. Let me ask you, Jose, which ones are you leaning towards more right now?
What if an equal sign? Oh, that was like so quick.
That was quick. The way that was so opposite of how I just responded.
Okay. No. Yes, like.
Wait, hold.
The entire album is amazing. Let me start off there. Yes. But my standouts, literally like equal sign. Yesterday I said equal sign. That's my girl. That's the bestie right there. That's my best friend. She's at number one. She knocked down Arson for me because I had Arson at number one, right? Knocked her down. Then What If came and was like, hold up, I'm going to be the runner up. And so today, I have What If and Equal Sign like battling it out. Those are my two right now.
Battling.
With Arson and More right behind. I love Arson. That's my go-to when I want to like drop it like it's hot, you know, like bop out. Wait, is that even a thing? Bop out? I don't know. But what am I even saying? Yeah. But yeah, equal sign. That's my girl. Like the vocals, the arrangement. Oh my God. And then the lyrics. Like, I first listened to it and I was like in love with the song. And then I read the lyrics and I was like, yo, this is my jam.
It is so cute.
This is mine right here. He made this for me. And then What If came.
Delulu came out. Sorry. Proceed.
And then What If is so good too. But I mean, I get it because Pandora's Box is so good. Future is so good. Safety Zone. It's like a hug to me. Like, this album is so, so good. I remember I did like a live stream reaction to the whole album. And I said that I don't know. Maybe somebody will say it, but I don't believe it if somebody were to say this. But like, nobody can tell me that they expected what Jack in the Box was going to sound like. Jack in the Box literally just came in and was like so much unexpected, but like greatness that was unexpected because it was like, oh my God, he experimented so much. He threw in so many different like moods to the album and it sounds so, it sounds like literally a story like from beginning to end.
It does.
And so that's
so true, right?
Yeah, like what I think for Hopiepalooza is that he's going to do from beginning to end. Like, I feel like that's going to be the show.
Like, you know, straight up just only Jack in the Box?
Well, no, not just only Jack in the Box, because he does have an hour set, and and Jack in the Box is only, like, about 20 minutes long, so he still has to fill it in with, I'm hoping from Hope World, Chicken Noodle Soup, you know what I mean? Like, throw in some of his other songs, Chicken too. But I think if when he does get to Jack in the Box, I feel like he's gonna go from beginning to end because it does kind of tell a story. But I mean, that's just my theory. He could totally do what he wants. You know what I mean? It could totally mix it up. But that's what I was thinking. What about you?
Oh, okay. I mean, like, I'm glad that you mentioned, like, the cohesiveness of it, because that was kind of, like, our theory based off of what J-Hope mentioned in his in the Festa live stream, like, how cohesive it was. And it really is. It is a storyline. But, like, the lyrics itself, and we briefly, like, touched based on it, but lyrically, my favorite song lyrically is What If. And, that's just because of just how raw it is. Yeah. And if you guys haven't checked out like the translations, there are like really good translations on Twitter. They do have some on like Genius, but it's not as like, I like the in-depth ones, you know what I mean? From armies who translate it. But it's just the crazy lines behind What If. How he mentioned like the hopeful, optimistic smile that he puts on. Like the way he describes it as, it was created, like J-Hope was created, you know what I mean? And do you remember when BTS themselves have talked about how like J-Hope wasn't like this before, you know what I mean? Like how this persona now was created over time, and because of his name, he chose the word hope, J-Hope, because of the, he was inspired by Pandora's box, you know what I mean? Like hope was the last thing. So it's kind of like, it's just crazy how he touched based on that. But also he was just being real and raw with us, saying like, I could kind of like read a snippet, but this is from Genius. This is like not an in-depth one. But he says, you have everything now, money, glory, fortune, even followed by people you like. Can you still tell people to love themselves and have hope if it means all those things will be taken from you? Well, I saw like a more in-depth translation of it, but I guess that specific line touched me, but also like the fact that he mentioned that Hope, J-Hope, the persona was created through these circumstances. It wasn't just, you know, and he has talked about it. So it's just kind of like all the lyrics from this album from Jack in the Box. It's just being real and raw with us. Same with Arson, same with More. The fact that he experimented and came out of his comfort zone or comfort box, I guess you could say. This is that's why it's called Jack in the Box. It's him getting out of this box that he was kind of put into because of just how circumstances were. You know what I mean? I don't want people, and I'm sure he's talked about it too. He doesn't want people to mistaken, like, it's just like no matter what, even if circumstances are good, just how like BTS as a group, there are own like limitations to what you can express as an individual in a group. It's kind of like you can't do, because doing individual work for a group, it doesn't showcase the other members as well. So it's kind of like being selfish if you were to like, hey, let's do this, but then that's like kind of not what everyone feels. There's like everyone has to agree on it.
There's always a compromise. There's always a something where the members have to like compromise and be like, okay, well then let's do this, let's do this, so it can be a balance, you know what I mean? And I think that's like why they mentioned that it's like the healthiest thing for them, you know what I mean? Like to do this right now, they feel it's going to be better, so when they come back together, it's even more like of a greatness and a more stronger BTS. But I like, it's so important what you said, Rosanna, because it's like the album in the lyrics. And even for people that don't listen to the album, which I'm still like, why wouldn't you? If in for any reason you only watch like More and Arson, the music videos, that alone also tells that exact same story. Because in More, he's talking about like a different persona and he's talking about himself, you know what I mean? Like accepting that what he created, which like you were mentioning for What If. And then he also does it a little bit in Arson as well. Did I say More or Arson first? Yeah. I forgot. But
I think you said More first and then Arson.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So for Arson, he does the same thing when he's talking about like, what do I do like now that I'm the one who created this fire? I'm the one who started this fire. What do I do? Do I put it out or do I continue with it? You know what I mean? Like, where do we go from here? Like, what does the future hold? Like, I'm the one who caused this. Should I let it burn? You know, should I let everything burn down? Should I let it even go brighter, like burn brighter and stuff? So it's kind of like talking about what he has created, this persona, like you said, this J-Ho that you... But it's also, I feel like, a lot of acceptance as well. Like, it's not all, about questioning and stuff like that. I feel like it's a trajectory. Like, he's questioning it, accepting it. It's all encompassing his feelings in this album, which I think is, like, super, super deep and incredibly raw. Like, that... Yes. He was being honest when he said he wanted to be raw, because he's totally, like, letting us in his world and his mind. And I love it. I mean, it's, like I said, 20 minutes. You can listen to the whole album in one go without it being like, oh my god, this album is like an hour long, which I hope, like, you know, hopefully in the future we get, because the only thing that I was like, why is it so short? I wish these songs were longer, because they're like 2 minutes long. They're like so short, but hey, I mean, it is what it is. That's what he wanted to do, so we're going to respect that.
Exactly. Well, you know, now that we're talking about, like, Arson, and we did talk about J-Hope's More music video.
Yes.
We could go ahead and talk about Arson music video. Now, like, what was your thoughts on it visually? Because we did touch base a little bit about, like... I mean, other than the visuals going very, very, very well with the lyrics, like, what did you think of the music video as a whole?
I thought it was really smart in the way that, like, it's almost like one take. The music video is almost like it was filmed in one take. Obviously, it wasn't, because there are some close-up shots and other angles and stuff like that. But, and then also, like... the makeup, it changes, so they actually had to do that, like, obviously, like, cut, and then, like, do other shots and stuff like that. But, like, the way that they made the video, edited and presented it, it's almost like it's one take. He starts off walking towards the camera, everything, you know, starts catching fire, and the flames get bigger, and everything starts burning down. And so it's very straight to the point to the lyrics that he's saying, you know what I mean? Like, I caused this, it's almost like... He's his success, like, you know, his success. What if it burns? And like his life, and like his goals, his dreams. You know what I mean? And it starts off with, like, at first when I saw the music video and I saw that big billboard with a house, I was like, whose house is this? I was like, what does this symbolize? But after reading the lyrics, watching the entire video, I was like, this makes sense now. Like, this house is almost symbolizing, like, you know, like, what you aspire to have when you're an adult. Like, you want a car, you want a house, a family. Like, those are, like, what society puts out as goals, as to what you strive to have when you're an adult, when you mature. And it's kind of like, now he's achieved all his goals and dreams. So, like, what's next? You know what I mean? And it's also a metaphor. Like, yeah, there's fire and he's burning it all down. But he's saying that... he's using fire as a symbolism of him starting life, this career that he has now. You know what I mean? And, like, now he's questioning, like, what comes after that? Like, what do I do after this? Do I keep going? Do I put it out? Do I put out the fire? Do I let it burn brighter? And then also, like, letting us literally go in his heart, like, beating, and he's now on fire as well. Like, he is on fire, not just everything around him, he's also on fire. Like, he's like, this is so, like, vulnerable. I feel like just letting us and if you tie it with More, in More we saw the x-ray, so it's kind of like he's showing literal imagery of being vulnerable, like his most raw self, like the a skeleton, you know, like the x-ray, and then also him, like, his heart on fire, literally burning, and like him almost, like, you can see the flames on his face and stuff. So I would just thought, like, he went literal with the imagery there, but it's using as a metaphor as well, you know. It's not literally that's happening, he's using that symbolism to show that. And arson, like, you read the definition last week, he's the one that's created the fire. He's the one who started the fire. You know what I mean? So that's why I think it was so smart that he used the word arson, because it's like, I created this. I'm the one who put everything, you know, on fire. Literally. Yeah. But what did you think of the music video?
You know, like how you mentioned, like, he started the fire. He did mention it as well, that he's like the firefighter. That's like,
yeah.
Let me see the exact lyric right here. One sec. Oh, okay. There you go. Sorry. I thought he said firefighter, because, I mean, technically that is kind of like the, but he says fireman of chaos. Well, because I kind of visualized it, you know, like a firefighter or a fireman, he's supposed to be putting out the fire, but it's like a double-edged sword, because he's the one that's also starting the fire, which was like, I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. But, like, you know how you mentioned, like, his insides were, like, burnt, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a representation of, like, passion. You know, the passion is within you.
Yes.
So that's the reason why he was burning internally, because the fire is within him, but it's starting to seep out. Yes. Like, that's why you could see, like, the fire burning his face, because it's kind of, it's, he's internally on fire.
Yeah.
It's coming out. And, you know, like, when I was listening or watching the music video and reading the lyrics, it kind of also reminded me of how they've been using, like, for example, Yoongi used in his song Shadow, the light, you know what I mean? Like, the closer you are to that light, the bigger your shadow is. And I kind of, like, it's kind of cool, because with this, when Hobie talks about the fire and how big it gets, I feel like it's, wait, I don't even know how, but I was like kind of connecting those two. I don't even know if that even makes sense now that I'm like saying it out loud. I don't know why, but it just kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, he also just, it's kind of cool, because the music video itself, like you mentioned, it starts off with, you know, the billboard with the house, the perfect house. And it's cool how I think there was only like four different shots. A lot of them are like long one shots, and it kind of like rotates around. It's a simple but also very detailed music video that showed a really good representation of his lyrics. But yeah, just thinking about like the fire and how he mentioned how it doesn't matter where it is now, like, or how big the fire is, it's gonna leave like soot, like the, is it soot? Yeah, soot, right? Am I wrong? But like, that's his impact. Like, he could see it already. And it's, you know, when he was going through the lyrics about like done, I don't know, Jose, I saw it as like a double meaning. Like, he's checking off the things that he has accomplished.
Right.
But also, does he mean like, oh, maybe if he's thinking about, okay, am I done with it? You know, like, is it done now? Like, should I be done with it? But also a checklist. So, like, it's just crazy how you can, it's up to the listeners to kind of interpret it.
Yeah.
But not try to, like, go in and be like, I know what J-Hope means. You know, it's kind of, he leaves it to where we could interpret it, but also understand where he is coming from. Because even until now, like, he is, like, debating, like, what am I going to do? Like, what does the future hold? Mm-hmm. But the future, he knows he has control over what he has to do. You know what I mean? So, no, but I just love it, because even right now, I believe that they believe that whatever they decide to do, we will support them, and they have left their mark on this earth. Like, no matter what, you cannot, like, eliminate any of their achievements. Like, it's here to stay, you know what I mean? And they've had that big of an impact to where, you know, you can't remove that from history. So it's kind of like, I love, too, that he has the freedom. All the members have the freedom to choose what they want to do now. They're obviously, to an extent, you know, they will always think in the back of their head, like, certain circumstances. But yeah, the music video did a really good job, whoever directed it. It wasn't too crazy, but also it was like a 3-minute song, you know, or less than 3 minutes. So they did good with that span, like a time limit. So,
yeah. And I also thought how his, I guess, demeanor, if you want to say, like, also was a progression. Ooh. Throughout the video, like the fire, like, it started off small and then the flames grew bigger. He starts off very, like, chill in a way, and then it just, he becomes more chaotic with his movements. And once he's already, like, completely covered, you know, with, like, the remains of the fire, and he's, like, his skin is also, like, he's completely, like, let go. So I thought it was pretty smart to do that in the video as well. And then also, the moment he cussed, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. I watched why.
The premiere, Jose, and I was like, I can't pass. I can't. Okay, go for it.
Sorry, yeah, no. It's because, like, I don't know why, but, like, when BTS members, like, curse, and it's not that, like, we've never heard anybody curse before or we haven't cursed or anything like that, but when like, BTS does it, it just has an effect. Do you not agree with me? Right?
Like, I agree. That's like them in their foreheads. Like, you see foreheads every day. But why when BTS shows their forehead, it's like, yeah, different. It's just that kind of thing.
So the way I even remember my reaction was like, it's not even that he just also, like, he just said F off, but like the way he said it, like, bah, bah, like, it was like, okay, you know what? Let's continue.
He said it in that pitch.
Speaking about what the future holds, we do know something that is coming in the near future. We had mentioned it in previous episodes of the podcast, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. But in case you didn't know, BTS are ambassadors and official ambassadors for the 2030 Busan World Expo. And the appointment ceremony happened like today, but as of the recording of this video, they had a whole ceremony at HYBE. Like, it was inside the HYBE building, which I'm like, whoa, like, they just be holding everything there. That, you know, that's how impactful they are, powerful. But, you know, we've been new. So yeah, it was like, it's on YouTube, guys, if you want to, like, watch it. It's pretty short. It's only about 30 minutes long, but their part is, like, short. It's literally just, like, getting their plaques, like, I mean, making it official, greeting the mayor, and then the CEO of HYBE was there as well. And then also, like, posing for pictures, like I said. And then also, RM had a little speech, if you will, just accepting it and saying that they're excited to be ambassadors and promoting Busan in hopes of winning the bid for the World Expo in 2030. And also confirming that they are going to have a concert in October. So if you guys didn't, like, know about this, or maybe had doubts as to, like, when is this going to be official or something, like, it's official, guys. Like, they were all there, all seven of them. Like, they held a whole ceremony about it, and it's happening.
Yes.
You want to let us know what the mayor said, Roseanne? Because it was pretty exciting. Oh,
yes. It is pretty exciting. Like, I'll read the snippet, and this is from K-Pop Herald on Twitter. But the mayor, Park Hyung-jun, said, I know RM loves Busan and that Jimin and Jungkook are from Busan as well. I heard the band is preparing for a bigger concert than the one in Los Angeles. I think hundreds of millions of BTS fans will respond too at the 2030 Busan Expo. Now, me and Jose were talking a little bit about this before we started recording. Mm-hmm. When he says bigger concert, now there it goes two ways, okay? It goes two ways. And my dog's barking because he knows the same thing too. But
he has an opinion, honey. He wants to know. He has an
opinion. He wants to know. So bigger could mean bigger, like, venue, or like more people will be attending, because I'm assuming it might just be like a one-day concert, Jose. I don't know how many days,
right?
But
right,
just
right.
They didn't say how many days yet, you guys, so we're just assuming it's one day. So bigger as in venue wise or bigger concert as in, like, production value. Compared to, like, the PTD in LA, we know that, like, I feel like the production value for Speak Yourself, like, at the during the stadium tours, had a bigger production value, because, you know, Jungkook was flying around, they had those two big panthers, they had, like, during each of the solo sets, they had, like, Jin had this piano looking thing, you know what I mean? Like, so the budget for that was, like, big. So I don't know what he means by bigger concert in budget or venue wise. I mean, like, there were some it's not official, you guys, because they haven't even announced the location, like the venue location or the date.
Right.
There were some news going around saying that they're only getting, like, the second biggest stadium in Busan. But if they are wanting to attract, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, like, worldwide, then I don't know. They can't build a stadium because it's kind of too late at this point. But, like, we just don't know what they're going to do, like, venue-wise. I mean, what do you think?
The same. It's intriguing. It's exciting / intriguing because it's like, okay, confirmed. It's coming in October. They said it themselves. The seven members are right there. Like, this is official. You know what I mean? Like, it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's happening. But then on the other hand, it's like, okay, when is it? Where is it? Can we have more details? What's happening? But I think that's just an army thing. We want to know all the tea. But like Roseanne said, it could be one of the two when he says bigger. I'm leaning towards the production because Roseanne kind of convinced me on that. Because automatically when I read bigger, I thought venue. I was like, oh my God, so it's going to be bigger than SoFi? And SoFi Stadium was like huge. And then when Roseanne told me, well, he could be talking about the production value, I was like, ah, you're right. Because for PTD, it was mostly just the screens and then the little cart where they go around to greet the fans. There weren't really like props or like big animatronics or anything like that as far as the stage goes, you know what I mean? So when she compared it to Speak Yourself, I was like, I get it. So you're probably right. Like maybe they're planning something huge when it comes to the stage and the production and like, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's just like anything is possible when it comes to... And then for something that is this important and big, which is the World Expo, and they're hoping that this could help win the bid, I can totally see BTS being like, we need to go all out, you know? Like if it was a tour show, because we're trying to help our country win the bid for the World Expo, you know what I mean? Like it ain't something simple. It has to be like... over the top, I guess. Extravagant, there you go.
Yeah, extravagant, like festival. It has to be like an open concept where, you know, like fireworks everywhere. Oh, which reminds me, Jose, because my friend is in Korea and they had like the water festival thing and literally it looks like a mixture of like EDC and like a bunch of like fireworks everywhere. Like it's crazy. So I don't know if like they're going for something extravagant as that, but I mean, it would be pretty cool. And yeah, like as soon as we get more information about it, we're going to make sure to share that with you guys.
Yeah, like the one thing that I was thinking right now when you said like kind of festival, I thought of like Sowu Zoo. Remember how they had the stage was the infinity symbol and then they had huge fireworks and stuff like that. I thought of that right now when you said that, like maybe something like that. That was pretty big, like when it comes to production.
That was pretty big. The setup was so pretty. So, I guess we shall see.
We shall see.
But yes, you guys, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letter, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, Roseanne. Bye, Army.
Bye, okay. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok.